prayer, the mihraj of the mu'min.
In this episode, we're going to speak about prayers, salah in Islam.
Here at Madrasa Al-Mahdi, the students not only have to focus on their studying, they also have to be very careful when it comes to their spirit.
What you basically need to know about prayers in Islam is that we have five daily prayers. One is called Salat al-Subh, the morning prayers,
which has two rakats.
The other one is Salat al-Dhuhr, the midday prayers.
Salat al-Dhuhr has four rakats.
The third one is Salat al-Asr, afternoon prayers,
which has four rakats as well.
And the fourth one is Salat al-Maghrib.
Maghrib, or the twilight prayer, has three rak'ah.
And the last one and the fifth one is Isha,
the prayer which we pray before sleeping, which has four rak'ahs.
And these five prayers, they are wajib. That means obligatory. And you have to pray them.
And this doesn't only apply to the people here who are studying, it also applies to you back home. After all, inshallah, every one of us, whether male or female, regardless of our ages, are all soldiers of Imam al-Mahdi.
If your salah is accepted by God, all of your other deeds will be accepted as well. Every other deed. And if your salah is not accepted by God, then none of your deeds will be accepted. So the salah is basically the pillar of every deed. If your salah is alright, everything is alright.
You will realize in the next life how much you have earned through this namaz.
Yeah, many men have claimed greatness throughout the ages. Many have stood on tiptoes and sung their praises. Many men and women have passed through changing faces and status. Face it, since times of ancient, Homo sapiens crave guidance in all races. Look to people of the Lord to deliver messages, then shot the messengers, didn't like what they came with. How long will we kill our prophets? Mali said it blatantly. 124,000 men of piety must taught themselves, their families and their communities. Handful were chosen to rep nations, relate recitations to the masses and teach humanity. One was selected as the seal of the prophets. Like the scholars say, I won't take too much time, but let me drop it. I'm talking about Muhammad, the inheritor of Adam, Noah, Moses. Most minds don't know this.
Because salah is so ingrained within the lives of Muslims, it's the perfect way to build ourselves up. After every salah, we can take the opportunity to prepare ourselves and to lay the foundations of the hours that lay ahead of us.
Right. There are a lot of people who are trying to reach this spiritual high, and they're turning to drugs and a lot of more crazy stuff, but is there a better way? Is the prayer a better way? Well, is that a natural way?
Listen, like people back then, you know, they used to get drunk, you know, smoke weed, you know. Right now, these days, crystal meth, ecstasy, they do meditation with the ecstasy, man. I knew a guy back in Australia, man. He used to take ecstasy, and he used to meditate with a group of people, and they should cry with love. But this is no thing, you know, because he tells me he reached that love. But that love is through that ecstasy. So I'm trying to say, you're gonna make ecstasy every day for your life just to reach that love. We can reach this, you know, that love by this sober, 100% natural thing, you know, and she's God, you know.
Now everyone, whether they are Muslim or non-Muslim, whether they're Christians, Jews, or even atheists, everyone on the face of the planet is trying to reach perfection. Even without knowing it, people are searching for God, and they search in the wrong places. They search in drugs, they search in music, they search through watching movies and feeling the catharsis of when the hero overcomes the villain. And we all do this. We all search in places which necessarily don't lead us towards that which is the truth.
Go in the mountains, go in the cave, go anywhere, but be brave, you know? Mm. Just go somewhere, be brave about it. Mm. That's the best thing, you know? Laugh now, cry later, you know? Because at the day of judgment, bro, you're going to be laughing at them, and if you're crying, I'm like, yo, man, listen, man, I told you, bro, I warned you, and they didn't listen. Same as the prophets. I told you, I warned you, and they didn't listen. Same as Ahlul Bayt. I told you, I warned you, and didn't listen.
Amirli's a little bit nervous because he's got an exam coming up. What is the exam on again?
Sarf.
Sarf. Arabic grammar. Uh-huh. So do you think you're ready for it, Amirli?
Inshallah, with the help of God. I know almost everything that's in this book.
Uh-huh.
Almost. And you have ثلاثي رباعي مضارع ماضي مضارع وأمر معتل صحيح متعدي لازم معلوم مجهول منفي مثبت. You have a lot, bro. You have a lot, you know, and everything has a meaning. The light of him has been around before the Hellbot comet. I'll comment on the night that he ascended to the heavens. Was taken there by Barak, and I don't mean you as president. First up was Al-Aqsa, situated in the promised land. Upwards in the journey, met with Jesus, Moses, Abraham. Greeted and saluted them with peace, and then he shook their hands. Followed this tradition, common language we all understand. In the company of angels, he ascended higher. Conversating with past messengers, prophets, messiahs. The highest point he reached physically, two worlds length away, the one that shaped and molded us by utilizing clay. I pray I get to meet him when I reach the final day.
Every day at 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, the students gather in the main hall after Namaz Zohar and Asr, and they do Mubaisa, and this is Mubaisa. The students basically get together and they discuss what they've been learning in the class in the morning.
پدر و مادرم دیروز ساعت 12:30 وارد ایران شدند. اگر شب بود غلط.
One of the most recommended ways towards studying Islamic studies, and in particular Farsi literature, is the way of Mubaisa.
Here at Madrasa al-Mahdi, the students have to focus not only on their studies, but also on Salah.
Salat al-Jamaat in particular is different compared to the Salat al-Jamaat that we have throughout the rest of the world. And that is due to the Grand Marajas being present as the Imam al-Jamaat. So even an ordinary person who recites Salat behind them, they might not realize, but they spiritually and mentally gain very much.
It's a structure of life.
Listen to that, which means so it makes you learn that you have to wake up at this time.
See, that's what I was saying. The namaz, it puts a, it's hard, it's, it puts a timetable around, it structures your life. Until the moment you wake up, Fajr namaz, until the moment where you're kind of going to sleep, Isha.
Through Salah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through Salah he went to Mihraj. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, through Salah he used to conversate with the angels and Allah, and the spear was taken out of his foot through Salah. Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, they say when he used to be in Salah, his face used to turn pale because he used to realize who he's in front of. So Salah is not just something practical, it's spiritual. Now where can Salah take you, brothers?
اصلا ادراک نکردم. خود امامان، پیامبران، اولیا، انبیا، اونها خودشون این نماز رو ادراک کردن. وقتی که نماز میخوندن با خدا نزد روحایشون نزد خداوند میرفتن.
با توجه به نماز
در توجه
خیلی لازم، خیلی مهم.
Be ready for prayer.
And when you're praying, you know what you're saying. Because many people pray,
aye,
and they don't know what you're saying.
They don't know
the ayat, but they don't know the meaning.
They don't know the meaning.
So then, imagine if you're talking to someone and you go, like, imagine me and Nina in this interview.
Aye.
We're chatting to each other.
Aye.
I don't have a clue what you're saying. You don't have a clue what I'm saying.
Aye.
Where's it going to go? You're going to be thinking about that.
Aye.
You're going to be thinking about that.
That's the thing.
But if you know, like, because me and you know what we're talking about now, my first
is going to be upon me. Aye.
your consistency in namaz, if it's not very good, then I'm sorry to say, but a lot of things in your life won't go the way you want them to. And if they do, then you've got some next shaitan helping you. You know what I mean?
Dressing appropriately and in clean clothes is obviously very important, especially when you're going to meet Allah. But that doesn't mean you need to dress in an abaya or an abaya. You can dress in normal clothes, as long as it's clean and you feel comfortable in it.
When you go for prayer, you're actually going to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you, before you pray, make sure you are clean and you do wudu.
Now, despite all the knowledge which is out there, people still feel a little bit confused when it comes to doing wudu and how to pray. We want to create a very quick tutorial about wudu. The fastest way to perform the wudu is this. First, you wash your face. When you wash your face, make sure that you're reaching from the tip of your middle finger to the tip of your thumb, like so. Then you wash your right arm.
You begin from the elbow length till all the way down to your wrist, and you go all around. Make sure you get your full arm. Do it as if you are putting cream on your arm. You have to get every bit, every little bit. You have to get.
Then your left arm.
Left arm. Exactly the same way that I've done my right arm.
Then you wipe your head.
That means you have your wet hands. You don't wet them again with water. You just use the wetness of the wudu you just did. And you take your hand, your right hand, right up your head. And you just make that. Alright?
And you wipe your right foot.
You go there. And it's like that. And you wipe that one.
And your left foot.
And then you go there, and you do that, like that.
And that's it, you're in wudu. You can now touch the Quran, pray namaz, any other spiritual works that you want to do.
This is the picture of Ayatollah Arafi. Ayatollah Arafi is in charge of Jamaat al-Mustafa all over the world. And everyone who is above him and under him is advocating Salah. They are teaching all of us to pray.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
What, can you tell us one thing I know for many sake about the Salah? What you pray?
Imam در باره نماز هم در حوزه آداب نماز که شکل ظاهری نماز اهمیت میدادن به کتاب نوشتن آداب صلاه و هم در حوزه عمق نماز و اسرار نماز. دلیل این مثلا این است که همه عبادات از دید ما دو بعد داره، یک بعد ظاهری و شکلی داره که این را چه تأمین میکنه، آداب اون را تأمین میکنه، ولی همه عبادات ما یک لایه های عمیق و درونی دارن که از آنها ما به اسرار تعبیر میکنیم. و امام به توجه به اینکه عرفان خونده بودن و از مفاهیم بلند عرفانی مطلع بودن، با همین نگاه عرفانی وارد نماز شدن و اسرار و صلات امام در حقیقت یکی از کتاب های بسیار مهم در تابش اعماق نمازه و در سیره عملی امام هم به هر دو بعدش خیلی توجه می شود.
So he mentioned the book Adab al-Salat written by Imam Khomeini, and we would like to focus on that a bit more. Inshallah, me and my brothers will focus on that and share the knowledge that we have with you.
Thank Never
you.
Forget one thing. We have a lot of hadith about how important thinking is. Like one hadith goes like, 1 hour of thinking is more important and worth more than 1,000 hours of prayer. So if you go now to pray, don't forget to think.
You've sat and you're contemplating. After namaz, I usually take about 10 minutes. just to sit down and
just to ponder. As Muslims, we have to be careful not to get into this habit of just praying namaz or salah like a robot. We have to really contemplate about it. Why is it that the Holy Prophet established prayer? Why is it that Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib was killed in prayer? And why is it that Imam Hussein felt that prayer is so important that even in the battlefield of Karbala, him and his companions kneel down on the burning hot sand?
The concentration in Salah is unbelievably important. It's so important.
Only through focusing can we pass the exams that we need to pass. Can we overcome the obstacles that we face? Even if we're doing something as simple as cooking a meal, it's going to take concentration. All these things are for the mind or for the body. We must not neglect the spirit. Just like studies and work, Salah is something which requires a great amount of concentration. Now, in the book Adab al-Salat by Imam Khomeini, he describes the concentration of a human being like a bird which flits from one branch to another and then from that branch to another. Now, Imam Khomeini says that if one can learn to control the bird of imagination, he can be successful not only in Salah, but that person will also be able to be successful in everyday life and reaching Allah. And that's why it's important to rid yourself of all distractions. Once in a while, the students of Jamaat al-Mustafa, especially here in Madrasa al-Mahdi, are rewarded for their contributions. Abdi here has actually memorized some of the Quran. How much of the Quran have you memorized?
Dojus.
Dojus.
این جایزه که در مسابقه قرآن گرفته من یکی از کسانی که پرنده شدن در قرآن هستم برگزیده شد.
Now, a big mistake which people often make when they want to become more religious is that they end up becoming too serious. The religion of Islam, although it wants us to be serious-minded, it doesn't want us to neglect those parts of us which make us human. Joking and laughing around with our friends is a good thing.
Basically, today is Abdi's birthday and he's really excited about it. And we're going to take him out, alhamdulillah, and treat him to a little birthday surprise.
It's Abdi's birthday. It's a birthday party of Abdi.
In fact, there is an example of this from the Ahadith. Imam Ali alayhi salam was sitting with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were both eating dates. Every time one of them ate a date, they'd put the seed underneath their seat. Now what Imam Ali did is he took the seeds from his own seat and he moved them under the seat of Rasulullah. And then he said to Rasulullah, "O Rasulullah, who is the greediest of us? Who's eaten the most dates?" Rasulullah turned back to Amir al-Mu'mineen and said, "O Ali, the one who ate the dates and the seeds." You see, their level of intellect was at a much higher level than ours. Therefore, their humor will also be at a higher level. We're just ordinary human beings, and inshallah, we're striving to reach that stage. But until then, our jokes are pretty much going to be like this.
Bro, give him the And of course, until you lay the foundations of your life, until you rid yourself of all sins, only then can you really taste the flavor of Salah.
ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيما فلا تقهر.
So no matter what you are busy with in life, if you are busy praying, if you are busy eating, if you are busy working, just take 1 minute or 2 minutes out for prayer, and then you will gain the real, real rewards, the greatest rewards after you die. Inshallah.
Even if you're watching this video right now, in fact, go away from the screen. Just pray Salah, if it's time for Salah, of course. And inshallah, in every work that you do, you will be successful.
Yo, 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 Muzaffar, I passed my exam, man.
Yeah,
it was final, bro. I'm done. I'm gone. I'm finished. It's over. I'm
done. Yeah, many men have claimed greatness throughout the ages. Many have stood on tiptoes and sung their praises. Many men and women have passed through changing faces and status. Face it, since times of ancient, Homo sapiens crave guidance in all races. Look to people of the Lord to deliver messages, then shock the messengers, didn't like what they came with. How long will we kill our prophets? Marley said it blatantly. 124,000 men of piety must taught themselves, their families and their communities. Handful were chosen to rep nations, relate recitations to the masses and teach humanity. One was selected as the seal of the prophets. Like the scholars say, I won't take too much time, but let me drop it. I'm talking about Muhammad, the inheritor of Adam, Noah, Moses. Most minds don't know this. The truth was found in holy pages, but we neglect it. Now it's banging into your synapses. Can't escape it. The creator guides the patient ones from his creation, but we can't shut our eyes if it's the light that we're chasing. All tongues need to praise it.